Are you ready to totally crush your classroom management during small group instruction? Want to learn how classroom centers, including math and literacy centers, can help? Well, buckle up, because we're about to dive deep into the world of engaging, productive, and community-building classroom centers. Stick around to transform your smaller group instruction game. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy. What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore a different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I'm so glad you found us on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we're talking all about classroom management during small group instruction. So grab your favorite beverage, cup of coffee, your walking shoes, or just turn the volume up on your drive to work and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's dive in. Let's talk about a powerful tool to enhance your classroom management during small group instruction. Classroom centers. Now, classroom centers such as math and literacy centers can be a game changer when it comes to creating a productive learning environment. But how, you ask? Let's talk about it. Classroom centers are more than just a way to help students practice key skills in your classroom. They're pivotal in managing small group instruction and promoting an effective learning environment. Math and literacy centers, for instance, provide structured, student-centered learning experiences that promote independence, engagement, and differentiation. They offer the perfect balance between fun and focused learning. When students are actively engaged at their centers, they are less likely to be disruptive, making classroom management during small group instruction a smoother process. Plus, it's much easier to give individual attention to a student struggling with a math problem or reading exercise when the rest of the class is productively occupied. Need resources to kickstart your classroom centers? Make sure you check out our K-5 Math and Literacy Center bundles in our shop. I'll leave the links in the description below. Now, you may be asking yourself, but Farah, how do we integrate these learning centers into our classroom? It's a great question. The key is clarity, functionality, and consistency. First, clarity. Teachers often complain that their students cannot complete the activities in their center rotations without any help from an adult. Whose fault is that? Here's a hint. It's not the students. If you want your students to be able to complete the center activities independently, then you're going to have to find or create centers that your students can complete independently. I know, so simple, right? But what does this look like? Using activities that follow predictable patterns in game-like play where students are not having to learn totally new directions each time they change centers or stations is key. Using similar activities where the content and the skill change, but not the process, will help your students successfully navigate their way through classroom centers. Next is the functionality. I can't teach my small group because my other students keep interrupting me. This is a complaint I hear all the time. The biggest problem I find when observing these teachers is that they don't have procedures in place to make their centers function without them standing front and center conducting the orchestra. You must have procedures in place for everything, but it isn't enough to just have them. They must be simple and easy to follow for your students. Complicated rotation systems, check-in procedures, bathroom procedures, and everything else under the sun don't actually help your students during center blocks. Creating a system that is simple and predictable for your students will give your centers the functionality that your students need and your sanity craves. Next up is consistency. Oh, the dreaded fire drill, field trip, or snow day. Even being pulled out for a conference in the office during your literacy block can totally throw off your rotations. However, this is where the first two ingredients are key in making sure that the third is present. When your students have clarity and functionality in their center rotations, you'll find that you don't even need to be there for them to run smoothly. They practically run themselves. When this happens, those inevitable interruptions and breaks to your schedule won't derail your well-oiled machine. Your substitutes will be able to continue with the process and your students won't skip a beat. Consistency is key to getting the most out of your math and literacy block because students who suffer the most without it are the students who are meeting with you in your small groups. As you progress, you can introduce more complex centers, catering to different learning levels. Resources such as our K-5 Math and Literacy Center bundles can provide engaging and effective activities for your classroom centers, and they follow this Easy Centers framework. Now, in this last section, we're going to talk about how important classroom centers are. Classroom centers are essential for multiple reasons. They not only support differentiated instruction, but also promote student engagement and autonomy. The benefits, in turn, lead to better classroom management during small group instruction, as students are actively involved in learning rather than potential disruptions. Good classroom management is an art, but I have a few strategies for you to consider. First, clear expectations. From the start, ensure that your students understand the behavior that's expected from them. Consistent routines is also important. Regular routines make transitions between tasks even smoother. Reinforce positive behavior and address negative behavior promptly with feedback. And keep your students engaged with relevant and interactive learning activities. Now, classroom centers, when properly planned and implemented, can be instrumental in applying these strategies. Ensuring that your centers and rotation system you use follows my Easy Centers framework is going to help your small group instruction block run smoothly. Now, the next thing you want to consider is building a classroom learning community. Effective classroom management is about more than just rules and discipline. It's about fostering a sense of community. When your classroom operates like a cohesive, respectful community, students are more likely to be engaged, motivated, and cooperative, making classroom management during small group instruction a breeze. So, how can classroom centers help build this kind of community? First, by encouraging cooperative learning. Classroom centers are often designed to foster cooperative learning. Students get the chance to work together, solve problems as a team, and learn from each other. This not only encourages interaction and cooperation, but also teaches students about responsibility and accountability. In one of our fifth grade centers, for example, students might be tasked with a group project that requires them to divide the responsibilities, work together, and create a final product. This collective effort brings them together as a team, reinforcing this classroom community. Next, it helps develop social skills. Social skills are an integral part of a student's growth and development. Classroom centers provide opportunities for students to interact, negotiate, compromise, and share. These interactions are crucial for developing essential social skills such as active listening, empathy, and clear communication. As students practice these skills, they learn to respect and value each other's thoughts and opinions, which cultivates a harmonious learning environment. It also helps promote a sense of ownership and responsibility. In classroom centers, students often have the opportunity to make choices about their learning, whether it's choosing the activity they wish to work on or deciding on the pace at which they will work. This sense of autonomy fosters a sense of ownership and responsibility among students, which are key to building a respectful and inclusive classroom community. Through shared responsibilities, cooperative learning, and opportunities to develop social skills, classroom centers can play a vital role in building that classroom community you want. A well-managed classroom during small group instruction, fostered by effective centers, makes students feel safe, valued, and connected, thereby enhancing their overall learning experience. Remember, building a strong classroom community takes time, patience, and persistence. But once achieved, it can transform your classroom management experience and create a nurturing and supportive environment conducive to learning. So there you have it, educational rock stars. Classroom centers can indeed be your secret weapon for effective classroom management during small group instruction. By implementing them strategically, you can create a thriving learning environment that promotes engagement, autonomy, and a sense of community among your students. And remember, every small step towards effective classroom management is a giant leap towards a productive and enjoyable learning experience for your students. Thanks for tuning in to the Teaching Made Easy podcast today. If you found today's episode helpful and are looking for more tips, strategies, and simple systems to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out our other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for links to any of the resources mentioned in today's episode. If you haven't already, we would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews help other educational rock stars like you find our show and have a greater impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love to hear from you, so please don't hesitate to shoot us a DM over on Instagram, or maybe you want to send us one on Facebook and let us know what you thought of today's episode. And if you thought it was helpful, make sure you take a screenshot, share it out on Instagram, and tag us and your teacher bestie too, so that they can benefit from the tips as well. Thanks for listening and keep being an educational rock star.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.